I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is the family meal, and this is the opportunity for us to remember what it's all about. Jesus, this is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, it all points us to Jesus. Points us to our need. We can't do it on our own. We can't fix it. We can't make it the way it ought to be. We can't make up for our sins. We can't live the perfect life that God calls us to do. Jesus had to come and do that for us. Jesus had to pay our debt, live that perfect life in obedience to His Father. And He says, as we read in John 3:16, "For God so loved," insert your name there, "God so loved you that He gave His only Son to die for you on the cross, so that whoever believes, simply looks to Jesus as their only hope from the death they deserve, whoever believes has eternal life. Eternal life defined not in length, but in relationship, reconciled to a God who loves us that much." We'll serve if you're a believer in that Jesus, if you're a believer in that good news. Take bread, take juice, hold those in your hand, reflect on what Jesus did for you personally, what He did for us as a family of believers. Once we're all served, we'll take that together as a body. Jesus' body of believers. Father, thank You that You initiated our salvation. God, You so loved, You gave. Jesus, You came in obedience to Your Father. All there is for us is to receive the gift, to look, to believe, to put our hope in, to put our trust in, to depend completely on what You, Jesus, finished on the cross for a sinner like me. Thank You for pursuing rebels, those who were Your enemies. You have brought into relationship and made us Your friends. By Your grace, a gift we don't deserve, we simply receive a good gift at Your hand and we say thank You. Jesus, thank You for dying on the cross for my sins, to wash me clean, to make me new. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink, live.